All right, good to see everybody today. Update on the injury report. Champ Bailey, foot, was limited. Joel Dreesen, knee, limited. C.J. Anderson was full today, knee. Duke Iheanacho, limited, ankle. Aaron Brewer, long snapper, was rib, full. Omar Bolden, shoulder, full. Wes Welker, ankle, full. Eric Decker, shoulder, full. And Chris Cooper, ankle, full. Any questions?
Will this be the best test of your defense so far with a quarterback as mobile as
Kyle Pryor? I mean, it definitely opens up some things we haven't seen thus far. It's our first time we really had a real mobile guy. It's not the first time we've ever seen one. They're doing a terrific job utilizing him in the run game. Their standard run game or conventional run game is very good. They lead the league in rushing. So, it'll be a formidable test for our defense. You know, they're committing to some pressure. They're, like I said, very good. I think they're playing good team defense. They haven't had a lot of changes. But right now they're playing good as a unit. And, that's the key, for any team. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of similarities. They haven't changed a lot. I mean, Tarver's the guy that actually, does the play calling. But, a lot of the similar things we did here. So there's familiarity on both sides when it comes to really not just because DA coached here, but just anytime you look at somebody twice, you know them pretty well.
Defense has done a good job of shutting down the run in the first 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. When you have a mobile quarterback that you have to worry about getting out of the pocket, does that make it harder to focus on stopping a guy like him?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, he's, typically your 4-7 ratio as far as rushing the passer. And, when you have a mobile quarterback like that, it puts a little bit more emphasis, in your rush lanes, keeping the guy contained and not letting him get out of the pocket and, progress the down further along, if you might say.
Is there still something special about playing on Monday night?
No doubt. I mean, as I mentioned earlier in the week, guys get geeked up for it. It is a night game. It's the, last game on TV for the week. And, all your peers are watching. So, guys get excited about it.
How was Champ? Mm-hmm.
Well, it was tough, as I mentioned earlier, until you get the finality of it. It was a Liz Frank injury that needed to be looked at by some specialists to see if it needed surgery, and at which point it needed surgery, we put him on IR. And so it's unfortunate. I mean, he's a Pro Bowl player for us, so it's a blow. But, it's cliche, but it is next man up, in this case, next men up. Chris Clark, we have great confidence in. He's played a lot of football here a year ago, as well as in this preseason when Ryan was getting his shoulder back. So, I think his teammates have a lot of confidence in him, and we feel good about it.
Why do you like Winston Justice?
He's athletic. He's a guy that has got experience in the league. He's got a lot of starts under his belt. He was there, and we're fortunate he was, and we're glad he's with us.
If he can't dress Monday, are you glad that you got your guards some work at tackle in the preseason?
Yeah, I mean, that's why you do it. It didn't just fall out of the sky. I mean, you practice that way, and, you're prepared for, losing guys, whether, it's in a game where you only have seven suited up or on a season.
Can Winston play left tackle?
Yeah. Yeah, I think, it's you got to be both. You look at the Raiders, they've changed tackles already this season. So it's something that, it's unfortunate, but it's part of the game. It happens to everybody, and, you got to move on. I'd remind everybody, we've been without two Pro Bowl players the first two games. Again, guys got to step up and get the job done.
How was Champ out there in his first day back?
Good. He was limited. We're going to ease him back. But it's good to have him back out there. He's been staying on top of it mentally in the meetings. And, he is a team captain for a reason. The guy's an outstanding leader. So he's, we'll kind of see day to day how it goes. And, even as early as this Monday night.
You guys vote for a new captain to replace?
Yeah, we did. Anytime we have a guy this early, go on IR like Ryan, and he was one of our team captains. And we re-voted for one more captain on offense this morning. And Wes Welker's our new one of our new offensive captains.
Coach Tracy Porter look like he's all the way back?
Yeah, he's playing in the nickel quite a bit. He's start for him, and then, in their subgroup, he moves inside the nickel. And, he played a lot of good football for us early and, had those medical issues. But he looks to be playing well on two games view.
Thank you.